We're at the Presidential Palace in Bangui, Central Africa Republic. It is confirmed that the U.S. delegation is taking President Aristide and his wife, Mildred Aristide, back to the Caribbean. The person who headed this delegation is U.S. Congress member Maxine Waters. Maxine Waters, your comment on this historic night.
Well, it has been quite an experience. We're here at the capital in Bangui, and we are on our way to the airport with President Aristide and his wife, Mildred Aristide. It's been a long day. We've had an opportunity to meet with the president. They have treated him very well. They were kind to us. We had an opportunity to learn a lot. We are bringing with us President Aristide and his wife, Mildred, where they will be received in Jamaica. It's been a long day. It's been an interesting day. We've learned a lot about Central Africa Republic, and we are very pleased to be getting on the airplane, and he will be in Jamaica by tomorrow.
I'll now bring you Sharon Hay-Webster, the CARICOM representative Jamaican parliamentarian, who delivered a letter to the president of the Central African Republic from Bazizi.
Hello. I can say that on behalf of the team, all of us who were here to represent President Aristide and CARICOM, all of his family within the diaspora of the U.S. and the Caribbean, we're happy to meet with our family members here in Africa and to have allowed a positive decision to be taken. That is for him to be returned to us as family within CARICOM. Family, only family can. To be reunited with his children, allow the family to plan together how they will proceed from here.
That is Sharon Hay-Webster, a Jamaican parliamentarian. We're also joined by Randall Robinson, who is one of the members of the U.S. delegation. He is founder of TransAfrica, author, came from St. Kitts for this trip. Your thoughts today as we head to the airport?
Well, I'm very pleased that President and Mrs. Aristide are going to be reunited with their children tomorrow in Jamaica. It's refreshing. I'm extremely relieved. They've been our dear friends for so long, and to see them joining us, going home now, is a great joy and a great relief.